Chapter 1. I killed an FBI agent last week. I had nothing personal against the agent, and I wasn't proud of what I'd done. But it wasn't my fault. It wasn't like in Hollywood, where the FBI storms into an arrest situation. Everyone's sporting one of those dark blue windbreakers with FBI stamped across the back in big white letters so large that a guy could read them from 2 blocks away. Nor did the dead agent come screeching up in a cloud of tire smoke along with 20 other dark-windowed SUVs and jump out with a megaphone, announcing their arrival. None of that really mattered, though, because I was put in a position where I had no choice.